Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Did you throw yourself off by the introduction?
I threw myself off by the introduction. You know, I have to still write it down, even though we've been doing this many years, and I still mess it up. And sometimes I'll even mess up my name. And so for a while, I was right down too.
That's amazing. A.
Yes.
B. Yes. I still write it down too, even though I'm not the one that's doing the introduction at all. I never do.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. Well, okay. Off on that start, wonderful start, as this comes out, it is officially January of 2022, which Samantha had to correct me because I wrote down it was 2021. Already making that mistake.
Granted, we're recording previously to this, so it's okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure it will happen plenty, even though 22 is my favorite number.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So we are hoping you're all doing well and you had a nice New Year's. And so, yeah, cheat, we are recording this December 17th, 2021. So it's like a message from the past. But what do you suspect? Do you have any plans that you're going to do on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? How do you think you're going to spend it?
I have no idea because there are so many ups and downs and new things that are happening for this year. I've already kind of shared that this is my first time that I'm going to be spending with my partner's family for Christmas, and it feels weird. So I've never done holiday exchange, essentially. Where you go with your partner to whatever. He came with me to Thanksgiving. I'm going with him to Christmas. But since his family lives out of state, of course, we're going to do an extended. And my family do not live out of state, so they just get a one-day visit. So I have no idea because we have no plans. And you and I are trying to make sure that we do have some time off from the typical recording schedule. So who knows? But my favorite thing to do is to sit on the couch with my dog. I think last year I was wearing a comfy.
Oh.
So we'll see how cold it is this year.
Yeah.
Whether I find a onesie comfy or my robe, which I do look like a nice suburban mother in my robe. Something along those lines, drinking a little bit of champagne just to say Happy New Year on the couch, do some texting, going to bed. That's what I assume is going to happen.
Do you ever do anything on the day?
So you and I have done this, but yeah, typically I will go out in search for the typical U.S. tradition of getting collard greens, black-eyed peas, cornbread. What's the other one?
Usually it's a pork.
Yes,
product.
Some kind of pork dish or such. And I will go in search for that. So whether it's going to a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant, which I have a favorite here that I go to, and we're going to pick up food to bring it, I do go into search for that. That is my tradition.
Yeah, yeah. I anticipate something similar. I have a thing with numbers, and also I'm very sentimental. So I usually try to choose the movie that meant the most to me that year, the year I watched that. So it ends right around midnight. And then I watched the movie that I want, that is my favorite movie, or the movie that I'm like into the most right then to start the new year. It doesn't have to happen right at midnight, but the day of, I watch it. It's the first movie I watch. Lately, I have been getting mac and cheese. The New Year's Eve.
Didn't I help start this tradition with you?
You did.
Oh, you did. Yes.
Yeah, we were at a local bar, and I don't know why, I just got it in my head that I needed mac and cheese. Now it's just become, I need mac and cheese. We were at a local bar on like near New Year's Eve.
Near New Year's Eve. It was the day before. Was it the day before? Because we had made it plans.
We had, yes. And we were doing a gift exchange. Yeah. That's the year I gave you that doll-sized mattress.
Oh, yes. Actually, I have an Echo show that shows all my pictures from like my little Amazon photo. This is not a sponsor. Amazon's I know the devil, so we're not going to go too into it. However, that picture from the bar that we took pops up. It's popping up right now. And I'm like, aw.
That's so cute. It was.
This is me ignoring your comment about your gift.
Fair enough. She did not like it. It was a joke. I thought it was hilarious.
No, I appreciated it.
And then we usually send pictures of each other, of ourselves in onesies to each other or something like that. And then the next day, I also make the traditional Southern meal, but I've started doing it in soup form because I'm just like one person, so it's easier for me to make it. Also, with the supply chain stuff, I've already got all the ingredients because they're all canned stuff, so I don't have to worry about it. But it's just, collard greens, black-eyed peas, and sausage, and then I have champagne. It's usually, I mean, in my college years, it was usually a day of being hungover. But now it's more of a relaxing, I watch what movies I like. I'll probably play The Last of Us 2. I like to start with my favorite things that first day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, yes, because we live in such a, right now everything feels up in the air and scary. And every time you think something's getting better, it gets worse. And last year we had an insurrection right after the new year. It is... It has become something that I'm like, oh, just please don't. Something
please
go
don't
terribly
be bad,
wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you have any like goals or anything you're looking forward to? I'm being open about like, everybody be chill with the resolutions and goals. Be easy on yourself. You can still make them. I can't control anything you do, nor would I want to. But I'm just saying, I think it's okay to do something that, like mine, for instance, is going to be take better care of yourself. And I have kind of some specifics around that because I know if you don't have a specific, you'll never do it. But I've just kind of really let a lot of things go through this pandemic, which I think, again, it's stressful and that's okay.
Right.
But my body is starting to, it is speaking up about its unhappiness.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, I think I don't really have, I've never done the goals. Of course, when I was younger, thinking I wanted to have a relationship and be the perfect woman, I had all of these like traditions that I pulled from different things around the world. And I'm like, well, let me try this. Maybe this is a better look. But for me, I think I want to definitely, I've been talking about this and I've started to get a little more prepped up into finding identity stuff. I've started experimenting with actual Korean food and creating it myself and actually delving into those memories again. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to try to do more. I've already got my little list of things that I want to try, whether I throw it out into maybe telling my story, connecting with people about it. That would be a bigger goal for me to truly sit down with it instead of being so fearful of it. And then part of that also accumulates to being lost, feeling lost a lot. Mm-hmm. So trying to kind of focus in on that and just allow it to be there. I will say I've taken some time off from being re-traumatized because when I was working in social work, I was so traumatized all the time that afterwards I'm like, oh, I don't have to think as deeply into this or have to live in this as much. So I've kind of just taken a break from that, including like anything too familiar that was from my job in social work or from my own trauma of past, I was trying to ignore altogether. So it's really trying to dig into that a little more because I think I'm in a better trauma-related space as versus to the regular social stress anxiety thing that we, I think y'all will be able to kind of get a preview of soon. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm in a better place to search those questions for myself at 40. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just realizing, loving being able to be at 40 and feeling like, okay, I still feel like I'm 22, which is why we talked about, you know, my first episode of Are We Failures? Because it seems like I may have aged out on some of the things I still continue to do or haven't done. Mm-hmm. But being happy in where I am with that and still trying the new things, even though it feels tiresome.
Yeah.
And re-triggering.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's always like big proponents of self-care and taking care of ourselves. But on a entertainment note, I'm really looking forward to Spider-Verse, the sequel. Thanks to everyone who sent me messages about it. I'm looking forward to The Last of Us TV show, obviously, and all the Star Wars and Marvel stuff. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
We did want to quickly go over some things we're watching out for as we go into 2022. One of the big ones being, unfortunately, abortion.
Yes. We've already talked at length, I guess, last year, that we can say, about what's happening. But we're still very much keeping an eye out for what's going to happen in the future, because this also does affect the Violence Against Women's Act. I was just thinking about that recently, and funding in general. And we already know conversations about the Hyde Amendment that's been had, the conversation about the gag rule, which has been appealed, but still in place for states. And we know all of that, but definitely watching to see what the Supreme Court's going to do. Definitely watching to see if President Biden is going to expand the Supreme Court, what that looks like. We're going to see if the testimonies of Kavanaugh and Cohen Barrett actually hold to their word, saying that it didn't need to be changed since it was already established. But we know there's a lot of backtracking to that. Her insensitive conversations about adoption, I'm not going to lie, it triggered me. It triggered me a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of bigger conversations I want to have about that. But yeah, it's interesting to see, and we are very cautious, excited about the FDA ruling, cautious about what that looks like when the Supreme Court does decide to tackle the Mississippi law. Also very nervous about what's going to happen at state level, because we know, again, we talked about it previously, Annie and I are in Georgia, which is a southern state, though, you know, we were blue, essentially, saying mm-hmm. that we, as a state, gave votes to Biden. So that was delightful, but we already know things are changing. So
yeah,
nervous.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, we have Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
Running for governor, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So
that is
she
exciting.
She has started her campaign and announced it as a governor. Funnily enough, David Perdue is back as well, who failed miserably in his Senate run, thank God. And I say miserably in that he really didn't know what to do with the Trumpian, I guess, tactics that weren't working in Atlanta,
right.
Because the Black women and women of color in Georgia fought fiercely and victoriously to rally the people, essentially, no matter whatever, big things. But I'm interested to see how he does it, because I think he's coming back as a Trumpian, essentially. And I say that not condescendingly, but kind of doing the platform of promising to bring Trump back. So that's his tactic. So it'll be interesting to see what goes down essentially. But yeah, I think we all as a community of Sminty, maybe this is just too much of a generalization, are pretty big fans of Stacey Abrams. Maybe it's just me. I feel
I love her.
It's not. So very excited to see what happens. Hopefully we're going to make a big turnaround. Also, coming up in probably a few weeks, our friend Melody is coming back with some exciting news.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to us talking about voting in Georgia for the last year, so excited.
Yes, yes. So look out for that. Also related, we are going to be watching what happens with the Voting Rights Act and all that stuff around that and gerrymandering. Yeah, I mean, these are just the things on top of our mind right now. There's a lot going on that we're going to be talking about. And listeners, as always, we want to know what you want to hear, what's on your mind, what should we be discussing? You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Again for listening. Steph Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.